Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your local community. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I don't know, fucking 35 years.
Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Thank you, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
Just journeyman.
Thank you, sir. Are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
How many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work in the last 12 months, if any?
I usually take 2 months off a year.
Okay. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever seriously considered dropping or canceling your union membership?
Goddamn no.
Thank you, sir. And what about what you see in your local community? Did you get the sense that there are more, fewer, or about the same number as construction projects there were this time last year?
That I can't answer because I travel. I travel on the road through the union. I'm never in my hometown.
Oh, I understand. And do you think that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union project?
Yeah, there is if they want to work.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yeah.
And have you been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Thank you, sir. About the last job on which you worked, do you know whether if it was funded primarily through the local government, federal government, or privately?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't get involved with politics.
I understand. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
No, I don't know. I have no clue.
Thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I have no clue about that either, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody knows that.
Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are most concerned about on the job? Would you say dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Silicosis. Air control, air quality.
Thank you, sir. And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No, okay. And have you participated in any activity like picketing, political canvassing, or union organizing in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you, sir. How often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Thank you. Changing the subject, please rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from the one you're less likely to get your news. You could choose between cable news, local TV news, internet, newspaper, friends and neighbors, or radio. Which would be the first option for you?
I don't listen to the news, ma'am. I turn on the news. I guess it'd be TV. I turn on the TV for my dog in the morning. That's it. That's the extent of my news.
Oh, I understand, sir. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your cable network prefer in case that you have one? Could be news, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
Usually whatever's local, wherever I'm at.
Understand. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects.
You don't want to know what something else is?
Go ahead.
How about all these people living in the streets under bridges? Everywhere I travel, I see them living in little villages. We're giving them billions of dollars to Israel and shit. How about helping our own people out? So they ain't got to live in tents under fucking bridges, under overpasses, begging for food. What about the United States? Let's help ourselves. That's my bitch.
Understand, sir. Okay. Thank you. We're recording your answers. And, sir, have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't get involved with politics, ma'am.
Understand.
They do whatever
and,
they want to do.
Okay. And do you believe the Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
They're both crooked.
Understand.
Doesn't matter who you put in there. They're both crooked.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis companies over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
I support them workers 100%.
Thank you. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as
disapprove.
President overall.
Disapprove.
Okay. In specifically in topics like immigration, healthcare, economy, and support of labor unions, you will disapprove also?
Probably, yes.
Thank you, sir. Would you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove the way of Congress is handling its job?
Congress?
Yes, sir.
They're all freaking joke. Everything. All politics are a joke. I disapprove of everything they do.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections? You almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote or do you will not vote?
I won't vote.
Thank you. And, sir, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump, 100%.
Thank you, sir. Do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
I don't talk to my union. I just work.
Understand. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're okay.
Thank you. And what about the international union effectiveness? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service in your own words?
You ain't got enough time, man. I've been doing it 27 years. You ain't got enough time to hear that shit. They could just do their goddamn job. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you so much. And for you, what is the most important thing they should be working for the rest of this year and the next year?
Getting jobs.
Getting jobs. Okay. Thank you so much. Sir, what is your preferred way to receive information from the union? Would you say text messages, mail, email, union meetings?
Personally, I talk to people.
Okay.
I just call them.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I want to say never, but put once a year.
Okay. And just a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. Do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm just me, something else. I don't vote. I don't bitch. I don't vote.
Okay.
They're all crooked.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you, sir. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My race?
Yes, sir.
White.
Thank you. And for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, sir?
Kevin.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you for your kindness helping me with this question, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Well, where are you calling from? Like, what are you through the union or through?
No, we are an independent research company. We are the Opinion Research. We are located at Miami, Florida. And the union is just a client for this research.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Bye.